From the 2008 Annual Awards Banquet, you are listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. I'm Steve Heaser. This episode is about the 2008 Annual Banquet, or maybe I should say, how the annual banquet happens every year. This year, I only attended the cocktail hour of the awards banquet, and I talked to a few of my coworkers. Well, I'm here with Director of Culture Services, Sunny Abercrombie. And Sunny and her group are the ones primarily responsible for putting on this great event. Sunny, how are you doing this evening? By the way, you look lovely.
Oh, thank you, Steve.
And who are you wearing?
Who?
That was my little imitation of, what's her name, Joan Rivers?
Yeah, I couldn't tell you who I'm wearing. I just know that it costs more than most things I would buy.
Well, this event, it's a pretty big event that we hold every year. Can you give us an idea of some of the logistics, some of the issues that you face, some of the hurdles you have conquered to get this event pulled off every year?
Well, Steve, actually, we have already nailed down the date for next year's banquet. So we start about a year in advance, sending out notices so folks can get it on their calendars and make sure they can take off. And then the event itself is about 7 months in the planning. And that includes, planning the invitation, the employee scrapbook that we hand out when they come in, just getting RSVPs, making sure we have a table and a nice seat for every single person. And we are expecting close to 2,600 tonight. So we're just absolutely thrilled and excited.
Now, this is, I understand this is Dallas's largest banquet facility. It's a Sheraton. What Sheraton is? It's downtown Sheraton.
Downtown Sheraton. And this is the only one that will hold us.
It's okay, so if we get too much bigger, we're going to have to, I don't know what.
I don't either. Maybe have a two-night event. I don't know.
Split it into multiple anniversary years. But so inside the room, you've got seating for roughly 2,600 people, and 10 at a table, 8 at a table. It's a lot of tables.
The majority of the tables are 10 per person, and then there's an area for the President's Award winners and the VPs or the senior officers to host the President's Award winners, and some of those have between 8 to 12 people per table.
Well, you had to. The tables look great. I stuck my head in there earlier. That can't possibly have been easy.
No, that was about a 2-day job.
2 days. It took you 2 days to what? Get the settings right.
2 days to dress them and make sure that they all had that every runner table runner was going the exact same way, and that every centerpiece was facing the same way. We were perfectionists.
Well, forgive me, for being a guy, and I don't notice a lot of details like that, but it really looks good. It's the kind of thing that a guy wouldn't pay attention to, but then notices when it's done right.
Oh, thank you, Steve. Thank you very much. It's been a great day, though. No worries, no challenges. I love this area out here. We've got more seating than we've ever had for the pre-cocktail party and for the after party. We've got a great band playing tonight called The Wonders. We've got several surprises that are going to go on during the show. So we're very, very excited and happy to be here. And just looking around at the people who've come up so far, everyone looks fabulous. It's going to be a night to remember.
Of course, the primary reason for this event is to celebrate the employees' anniversaries, the 10-year, 20-year, 25, 30, 35, I believe, and then original employees who've been there all 37 years. But also what goes on are the President's Awards. Those are the each department has, it depends on the size of the department, it might be one employee, it might be none employees. It's not necessarily every year from every department, but then the bigger departments have multiple winners. So those are announced earlier in the year, and then the award is presented here. But then there are special awards. What are some of the special awards that are given out?
Oh, we have great special awards tonight, and it's my favorite part of the evening because the folks are here, they're excited to be here, and they have no idea that they're going to be honored. We have a Warrior Spirit Award, a Fun-Loving Attitude, and a Servant's Heart, to name a few. You will see those here tonight. And just keep your eye out, though, because the expressions are priceless, and that's what makes it all worth it.
Well, do you give those awards to people on their anniversary years? Because elsewise, they wouldn't be here.
Most of the time, or we ask them to work, kind of have them here as a volunteer.
That's what I was getting at. Have you ever had to trick anybody to coming?
Yes, a couple of years ago, Chris Shemate got an award because Chris is our administrator for the Catastrophic Fund, and she is just a lovely woman. But wasn't celebrating anything, but we knew we wanted to give her the award. So we had her come and work as a volunteer, and you talk about shocked. I thought she was probably going to lose her shoes. She was just so nervous, and it was so cool.
That's great. I like Chris too. Well, thanks for talking with me.
Oh, you're welcome, Steve. Anytime.
Sunny touched on this, but a large percentage of our workforce is unionized, and those employees bid for vacation for the next year, which is why a Save the Date card is sent out to everyone eligible more than 1 year in advance. Now, Sunny also touched on having to trick people to get them there. Well, as I recall, the sending of a Save the Date card started after an employee had scheduled a vacation, I believe had already put down a deposit, and then found out the date. I think it was his anniversary year, but he was winning one of those several special awards. It's a big deal, trust me. Anyway, he was talked to and kind of cajoled by one or two of his immediate leaders, but he decided he was just going to pass on the event and go sailing or whatever it was. Well, eventually, the VP of his department, I think it was a pilot, anyway, sat him down or called him and explained that he really needed to go. And I think he even had to tell him of the award. I don't know. I guess he made him some kind of offer he couldn't refuse. Since then, we have sent out a Save the Date card. Okay, back to the event. I have never worked for another company the size and breadth of Southwest Airlines, so I have no idea if other companies even hold events like this. Although I know Mary Kay Cosmetics does, because once I was in a hotel where the event was being held and got in the elevator with several attendees. Needless to say, they were all in gowns and their hair and especially makeup was perfect. I digress. My point is, I really don't have much to compare this event to, but we do have at least one thing in common with high school proms, prom pics. I asked employee communications team leader Laura Runge to explain the challenges of taking 1,300 or so photos.
Well, I would say the biggest challenge is everybody wants to talk to their friends, and so they all kind of cluster, and you have to keep the line moving.
It's probably a lot more complicated than your typical high school prom.
Most definitely.
They see each other all year long and every day. It's not like this group, which is all together for the first time in sometimes years.
Yes. Sometimes it can sound a little bit like the sorority squeal, you know, a bunch of girls like haven't seen each other since the last school year.
Well, now, the last time I helped, it was still on film. The pictures were still done on film, and you'd have to write down what people were wearing. Sometimes you would, the end of a roll, the next roll, it would sort of get messed up. Has digital photography made that any easier?
Oh, so much easier. We still try to write down descriptions of dresses and, you know, if someone's got glasses or something on, especially every few people, just to make sure that we're in sync with the photographer, but it's gotten a lot easier.
Well, thanks a lot, Laura. Get back to work. As Laura pointed out, groups of people like to talk to each other, so I didn't try to horn into groups and ask questions and stuff, but I did ask one guy this question. Have you ever met Herb?
I met Herb actually once during initial training, and it was incredible, my first experience with Southwest Media, you know, seeing him there, because, you know, for a CEO, you know, worked for other companies, he just had a different aura. He was like Batman. When he came in, everybody started clapping, and it was incredible, and I knew that when I knew I signed on for something special when I got here, so it's been a great 10 years.
I've often wondered about other companies if their CEOs are celebrated the way we celebrate ours.
Not at all. Not even close. No, in fact, I was just explaining to her when I come in. I was like pointing out the pictures. I'm like, this guy here is like a rock star here. He's like just an incredible guy, you know, who had an incredible vision and created just the most successful airline in the country to this date, you know, and it's good to be here. The greatest airline in the universe.
In the history of the world. In the history of aviation.
Yes.
Well, what's your name? Where are you from?
Jake Woods, and I'm from, I'm based in Oakland. I'm in flight based in Oakland.
And what, 10-year anniversary?
10-year anniversary, yeah.
Now, everything so far in this podcast was taken from outside the actual ballroom. Inside the ballroom is a sit-down dinner along with the awards presentation. Afterwards, there's a band with dancing, and on occasion, you might run into somebody you went to college with who married a coworker that you worked with in reservations like 10 years earlier. Well, it happened to me anyway. Now, President's Awards are a very big deal, and for the record, I don't have one. The special awards that Sunny spoke of are an even bigger deal. Do I need to tell you that I don't have one of those either? Anyway, if you have any ideas how I can drop bigger hints, please use the comments section of the blog post about this podcast. Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2008. The captain has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.